is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro. Now, the Die is cast with Phil Dye.
Into the Dice Cast. Beautiful Saturday afternoon. Getting in here just a hair late with everybody running over a little bit because of the softball game this morning between Smyrna and Hueytown, Alabama. Hueytown, isn't that the home of the Allison brothers in NASCAR?
Got me.
Well, I knew you wouldn't know this. Kip Thompson in the house with us today. And what are you doing over there, Kip? You doing okay today?
I'm doing well. Looking for a score, and I'm going to have to get my phone out. I got volume over here. There
yes,
we go.
Yes, you do have volume. I hear that. I think we've already got a call in waiting for us since we came on a little late. Let's just go straight to the phones. Caller, what's up?
How's it going, Phil? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. Just want to say, watch the tournament last night. Some good games last night. How about those Michigan Wolverines? Looked pretty good last night.
I tell you what, if... I've said it over and over and over, and I don't care what team it is. If you hit free throws, you win games. And Kansas missed the front end of a 1-1 and then let Trey Burke come down and nail the three from about 80 feet.
About 30 feet.
Yeah, he seemed like he pulled way, but hey, he drained it, and congratulations to Michigan.
Yeah, they battled back. They were down 14 in the second half, and I thought that game was pretty much over. And like you said, Kansas missed a bunch of free throws and really made a lot of bad mistakes too, turnovers, things like that.
Yeah, and I think Bill Self cost himself the game too, not fouling there at the end. A lot of people say you should. Some people say you shouldn't. He actually, in his press conference, said that he wanted to foul but didn't, and it was his fault. So
yeah, and I tell you what, a guy that's always stepped up for them, that Mitch McGarry.
I tell you what, he played a great game last night.
He stepped up there 25-14 last night. You can't ask much more than that.
No, especially after the shot he took early in the game, too, which was a pretty cheap blow, you know.
True. Just want to mention, too, guys, the women's tournament is on today, and I'm a big Kentucky fan, and the Kentucky Wildcats move through now to the regional finals. Tomorrow they get either Connecticut or Maryland on Monday night, beating Delaware 69-62. And a big win for them. And like you guys mentioned already, I know the you've been on with Monty talking about Matt Ennis was taking the Ole Miss job, big job for him. And I know he'll do a good job there. But want to lay that as long as we can and maybe get to a Final Four this year, maybe.
Yeah, it's looking good right now. I mean, they played a tough team today. Elena Deladon's a great ball player.
Yeah, she is.
And, she was very close to coming here to MTSU and ended up going to Delaware. But
she went to Connecticut first, and she transferred.
Yeah, but she was very close to coming here, and that would have been something if she had. She's a great player, but big, huge win for Kentucky today. She said 69-62. They move on, and they're getting it done right now. They're number two seed, and I guess they're in UConn's bracket, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah,
they got the winner, Connecticut, Maryland.
Yeah, and
Maryland game. So
and that game will be later on today.
Yeah, big games today. I know. I don't know if the Syracuse fans in there or not, but I know he's pulling hard for the Orange after them beating Indiana. So.
Yeah, I called Kevin. He couldn't make it today, but I know he's pulling for the Syracuse Orange for sure.
Yeah,
as always.
Big game for them with Marquette. Kind of a way to bow out of the Big East there. Kind of those two teams battling for the right to go to the Final Four. But just wanted to comment on that and enjoy your show. Thanks a lot.
Hey, we appreciate your call. Thank you for calling. As always, we appreciate all our callers. And 893-1450 is the number on the Opossums hotline. We have not mentioned our sponsors yet. We need to get to that. Today's show will be brought to you by Quality Furniture at 745 Old Fort Parkway, by LTA Depot, Murfreesboro's Family Fun Center, Bud Morris, State Farm agent, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Fellowship Church on Highway 99, just past Cason Lane, City Auto at 1023 Bridge Avenue, shop where the dealers shop at City Auto, by Kirk and Burt's on Cason Lane. You can call them 893-FOOD. As I said, 893-1450, the number here on our Opossums hotline. Opossums, a traditional Irish pub located in on Memorial Boulevard in the Kroger Shopping Center across from Sportscom. And as always, our Strong Body Nutrition Athlete of the Week, sponsored by none other than Strong Body Nutrition. And we will get to that a little later. As I said, 893-1450, the number here on the Opossums hotline. Let's take our first break. We'll be right back. Family Fun has arrived in Murfreesboro. Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles offers 50,000 square feet of indoor entertainment. Grab the family and come enjoy glow-in-the-dark bowling, laser tag, bumper cars, and arcade games of all sizes. OTA Depot is Murfreesboro's family entertainment destination, and we're open 7 days a week. Check us out at ltadepot.com for all the fun.
Located at 450 Butler Drive, just across the tracks from Pillsbury.
There is nothing like a ballpark hot dog with onions and pickles and an ice-cold Coke shared with friends. There is also nothing like a church where you feel welcome. The music is uplifting, the messages apply to everyday life, and most importantly, it is a safe place for your children. Give us a try. We are the Fellowship Church, located at the corner of Case and Lane and Highway 99. Check us out on the web at tnfellowship.com.
Located conveniently at 745 Old Fort Parkway, Quality Furniture has been your local family-owned furniture store serving the people of Murfreesboro for the past 42 years. Now in its third generation of ownership, the prices and styles have never been better. With a selection of name brands like Lazy Boy, Broyhill, Lane, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic, you are sure to find something your family desires. So come by and see us today at Quality Furniture. Isn't it time you put some quality in your home? Strong Body Nutrition is a health coaching facility locally owned and operated at 833 Memorial Boulevard, here to help you nourish and enrich your body and achieve a greater level of health and wellness. At Strong Body Nutrition, you'll enjoy a free health coaching consultation, classes, and wellness coaching opportunities, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. If you have trouble with your weight, sleep, energy, or focus, Strong Body Nutrition can help. Visit Strong Body Nutrition and start the path to whole body wellness today.
It's The Die Is Cast with Phil Dye.
Welcome back into The Die Is Cast. Kip Thompson along with me. I'm Phil Dye. Glad you could join us today on this Saturday afternoon, right toward the end of basketball season. Everything winding down. We're down to the Elite Eight now in the NCAA tournament, the Sweet 16 in the women's, and they're going to be cutting that to eight in the next 2 days, while the men cut it down to the Final Four. And, Kip, there were some big games last night and night before. Obviously, the Michigan game was the one everybody's talking about.
I love that. I was sitting there, and my wife on the couch, I said, well, I'm going to change it. Kansas has this wrapped up. And I flipped it back over. I was like, uh-oh, this could get very interesting. Sure enough, Rock choked Jayhawk. Self did it to himself again, and it was kind of fun to watch.
Well, as I said, though, you got to make free throws. Throws win ball games.
That's
it. And they did choke it at the end. I mean, they had a 10-point lead with 3.5 minutes to go. So
they had, an 8-point lead with just over a minute.
Yeah, one to blame but themselves. Also, last night, Duke over Michigan State. I'm sure you enjoyed that.
Well, I was going back and forth on that one, and that one wasn't as close. You know what I mean?
I know you dislike Duke.
Man, I tell you, this just Duke,
probably
just
no other team you dislike except maybe Louisville or Indiana.
Indiana's out. They'll
so
probably
I know that made you.
I bet they get new Sweet 16 rings this year and hang another banner like they did last year because they're such an elite program. The Sweet 16 is something to celebrate. And Louisville, you know, I just the line beard thing. I just can't. The game with Duke and Louisville, I'm having a real difficult time with. I think I'm just gonna not and hope that Louisville loses and maybe Duke's bus breaks when they leave the arena or something. I don't know. It's a hard time. But everybody else, you know, you look at who's left. It's really interesting. It's a lot of fun. The bracket, I mean, Wichita State, come on. I mean, you know.
Well, you know, they fell into that bracket. Yeah. I mean, it just kind of came to them. They did pull the, you know, I don't consider an 8-9 game really an upset either way. And but they did win that. You know, they moved on, and it just kind of fell in their lap. I mean, who would have thought they played LaSalle in the Sweet 16? So
that's just it. This tournament's been great because of that. I mean, Florida Gulf Coast, come on. I mean, they ran up, and here we are.
You got to give Wichita credit. They did knock off Gonzaga, though.
Yeah.
And they were a number one seed, deserving
or not.
Did I call
that about a month ago, that Gonzaga deserves a number one seed about, like, you know, I'm not going
to
say.
Well, they're going to give it to them just because that's the way the system rolls. But I'm not saying they do or do not deserve one or didn't deserve one. I personally thought they should get it just because of their record and the ranking in the country. But obviously, the scheduling and
their RPI was bad.
So, and but you look at a lot of different teams, and you can say that this year we just knew, though, that the whole tournament was going to just blow up in front of us because nobody could hold on to number one all year.
That was cool too. Just watching Indiana go up and fall, and then Duke go up and fall, and the teams just rotate in and out of number one all year was fun.
You've had Michigan, Indiana, Duke, Louisville, Kansas, all Arizona. I think got right there at one point. And I don't know if they ever got to number one. I know they were number two. But, you know, then they dropped to a six seed but come back up in the tournament. Here we go, you know, almost beat Ohio State, which was another excellent game Thursday night. Ohio State once again with a buzzer beater. I thought Aaron Kraft would come down and shoot the ball again. He passes it off, nails the three-pointer from about the same spot that Trey Burke hit his last night. So, should be some interesting matchups this afternoon. Marquette's playing Syracuse, and their defense that should be illegal, according to Tom Crean.
Tom Crean and some Indiana fans think that the zone should be made illegal because no one can beat it. And I thought, well, you know, Syracuse did lose some games this year.
They did lose quite a few, actually. And matter of fact, as we were talking here on the air yesterday, Syracuse only 3 weeks ago scored 39 points and lost to Georgetown.
Exactly.
And look where they are now. But that game starts off at 3:30 this afternoon. Marquette and Syracuse in a battle of Big East teams. Tonight, Wichita State, number 9 seed, will take on number 2 seed Ohio State. That'll be around 6 o'clock, 6:05.
I think that'll be a great game. I would not be surprised if Wichita State beat them, but then again, I wouldn't be surprised to see Ohio State win at all either. This is going to be a good game.
Yeah, I think any of these teams right now could. I don't know if Wichita can win it all, but who knows the way they're playing. As they have the app name right now, the Shockers.
It's playing
good
ball.
So it could. But you look at it, any of these teams you've got 2-3-4 matchups, which the other being Florida and Michigan. Then you got a 1-2 matchup with Duke and Louisville tomorrow. So any of those teams, I think, can still win it as well. We didn't mention the Florida game. Florida beating Florida Gulf Coast last night.
I predicted 25-point Florida victory, and the game started, and a buddy of mine sends me a text. He goes, are you watching this? Yeah, I'm watching. I'm not believing it.
17-4, I believe.
Yeah, they blew out on him. I was like, wow, here we go. But Florida fought back like a good team does, and they didn't blow them out, but they beat them, and that's all that matters.
I kind of expected the Gulf Coast to come out quick on them last night, and they did. They're just an exciting team to watch, and I hear now that Southern California is pursuing their coach.
Yep.
And looks like it could be about a $1 million deal if done. We're going to get into some coaches' changes here in just a few minutes. There was a big one that happened earlier this morning, but let's finish this up before we do. Number 2 Duke and number 1 Louisville tomorrow. I know you would just soon see the whole court blow up on those two teams.
The whole thing implode with all their fans. But that will be a very, very, very good game. It's the Leitners versus the Linebeards. And so,
I'm not a fan of Duke, obviously. I've mentioned that many times. Really don't have any hatred toward Louisville like you do. But, hey. Yeah, it is what it is. When you're a Kentucky fan like yourself.
Indiana's been claiming Louisville a lot, so we thought we'd give it to them, and now they won't even take it. So,
yeah. I know when you're a Kentucky fan like yourself that Indiana and Louisville are the two, and Duke has to just grind in there from 1992.
The thing about the 92 thing, it wasn't the shot. That was an awesome shot. It was really a good shot. It was him stomping on Timberlake's chest, no foul called. It was just Leitner's whole attitude throughout the game.
It was Timberlake. I was trying to figure the guy's name out the other day. I said he stomped on his chest and didn't get called up for it. So.
Yep. That's my whole that shot he made at the end. You know what? That's a great shot, and I can't stand to watch it, but it was a great shot. So
let's go back 26 years ago today.
I can't.
Could you tell me what happened in 1987?
Indiana won its last national championship.
Yes, Derek Coleman steps to the free throw line, a McDonald's All-American. Once again, free throws win games,
that's right.
Skip.
26 years ago, that's
he misses the front end of the 1-1, and a guy who was not a McDonald's All-American, yet worked at McDonald's in high school, Keith Smart, mm-hmm. comes down and nails a jumper for Indiana to beat Syracuse 74-73. 26 years ago today.
Yep, that's one of those premier programs that now hangs Sweet 16 banners.
But, hey, it was Bobby Knight's third national championship.
So he left and they went in the tank.
You're exactly right. Let's talk about some upsets in this tournament. Florida Gulf Coast obviously has become the darling of the tournament. I was reading their big win over Georgetown, then they beat San Diego State to get to the Sweet 16 against Florida. Their bookstore sales last year in the month of March totaled $24,000. This year in the month of March, their bookstore sales total $378,000.
They've been around since 97, I think. You know, that's what's so cool about it. You know, they're just now 3 years eligible to be in the tournament, and they're there.
Yeah, 2 years, second year eligible.
Was it second year?
Second year eligible.
And their dorms overlook the ocean.
Yeah, no, that's
kind of rocking.
Really nice.
And it's Fort Myers, so it's not like it's hobo land.
But I was looking into here, too. You know, upsets also. LaSalle, obviously, with the victories over Kansas State and Ole Miss. Harvard over New Mexico this year.
Harvard.
Wichita State over Gonzaga, we talked about in the second round. But I got to thinking, and I was like, what are the biggest Cinderella, the biggest upsets you talk about ever been? Not necessarily just a Cinderella, but one that actually made the run. I mean, you can talk about Valpo beating Ole Miss, or you can talk about the Santa Clara
Astronauts, and, baby.
Santa Clara and Arizona, but Astronauts, yeah. If you've seen the commercial, yeah. Yes. Bryce
funny.
Drew gets no credit on that. The Astronaut,
the Astronaut
does. But I kind of just made a list. I was going to go through just over the past few years, even. You go back to 2000. Well, last year you had Lehigh and Norfolk State, obviously both win the same day. And that was huge, both 15 seeds over 2 seeds.
Who put Missouri out last year?
That would have been Norfolk State.
Yeah.
And Lehigh put out Duke.
Yeah.
So it was 2 versus 15 in both those games. Go back to 2011, though. You got VCU makes the run to the Final Four. And very few people remember that in the Final Four, VCU lost to Butler.
Are you surprised Shaka Smart didn't take the UCLA gig?
Or the Minnesota gig?
I'm not surprised about that. That's a putrid job. But I'm surprised with the UCLA gig a little bit.
I don't know. I think he enjoys where he's at.
I think he's wanting to build a dynasty there. I really believe that. And he very well can. He's a great coach.
And he very well may. And he's a hot commodity right now. But and I don't understand the deal at Minnesota. Why do you fire? I mean, there's got to be a personality conflict there.
It's a new AD. He wants his guy in, and he thinks they can be a prominent figure in the Big Ten.
They're going to be an also-ran in the Big Ten.
Every year, no matter who they could get Calipari, Patino, and Krzyzewski up there, and they might get second place in the Big Ten. Minnesota's horrible.
Well, Tubby Smith, I mean, he made it to the tournament, had a good year, beat UCLA, which is a higher seed than he was, and then gets fired the next day.
Losing record in the conference and new AD.
Tubby Smith getting no respect. Speaking of which, I watched this thing that you need to watch, the Gospel of Kentucky.
They left
basketball.
Tubby out altogether. Everybody's just totally blown away by that.
I did not know if you'd seen that or not, but he was completely left out. The man won a national championship there.
Yeah, the administration's not happy. The fans aren't happy. I mean, we didn't love him or anything. We wanted him gone, but he did win a championship.
Well, and there has been talk too now where I've seen some tweets and whatnot that it was left out as a racial thing too. And
well, no,
I don't know.
They tried to put that spin on it early on, and I just, the fan base is not happy about it. It's like, okay, did you just left it out completely? You know, that would be like doing Alabama football and just starting at Saban. I mean, honestly, leaving Bear out altogether or leaving Curry and Stallings out.
Yeah, that's basically kind of what
it'd be
it
like
was.
Leaving Stallings out of Alabama is what
they
it would
left
be.
Gene Stallings out of Alabama football is leaving Tubby Smith. I think that's a good comparison, but I was really surprised. Getting back to this, the upsets in the tournament, though, you go back even a couple years, another Kansas choke.
Oh, yeah.
Northern Iowa, number 9, beating number 1 Kansas when they were favored to win the whole thing that year.
We should chant the rock.
And once again, Butler goes to the finals that year. That's the year they shot from half court to beat Duke at the buzzer.
Anytime Duke gets upset like that, that makes me
it's happy.
Yeah. Happy.
2008, Davidson makes the Elite Eight. This time, Kansas gets by them.
How about that?
So,
Did Kansas win it that year? That's the year Kansas won it, right?
Yes. 2006 was really, I think, of all the small schools, the big run, George Mason. They got there. They went through Michigan State, North Carolina, Wichita, and UConn.
See, and we thought at that point that they were going to kind of step up and every year just kind of keep coming and coming. Didn't happen.
Yeah, but they're just to show you the impact of what basketball does, though, their enrollment went up 30% the next year. It's amazing what basketball can do. You go back to 99, you had Gonzaga. That was kind of the sweetheart and made a name for themselves. And there's been all over, you know, just many, many more. We can go into them if we have time. We got another call right now, though. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's up?
Hey, Phil, I want to talk a little Blue Raider football.
Yes, sir.
Hey, have you heard any of the scuttlebutt about what caused the move of Drayton Calhoun going to defensive back? Drayton Calhoun, they moved him from running back to defensive back?
Yes. When he came to LSU, he came into LSU as a defensive back. And at LSU, he was moved to running back. So I think he swapped positions there. I think now that he's here, he came here as a running back, but they're moving him back toward defensive back because their running back situation is in good shape right now. I do think if there's any type of injury at all, though, that he will be moved back pretty quickly.
Yeah, I wondered, you know, if that was how he took it. I saw him. You know, around that time, he started tweeting out some more negative things, like if you put your trust in others, you know, your trust will be betrayed. I saw some things like that. I wasn't sure how, you know, kosher he was of going to defensive back. I kind of thought he might have came here, I'm going to go to a smaller, you know, in stature program at LSU, and I can show myself a running back. I just wonder how he felt. Push back to defensive back if there were hard feelings there.
I do not know the personality conflict, if any, over there about that. I just know what I've read. I'm assuming your best bet would probably be to get with Adam Sparks and when he's on Monty Hale's show this week and probably talk to him about it. I'm sure he has quite a bit more insight than I do. I just know what I've read and a few things that I've been told. But as far as I know, there's not anything negative about it.
Okay, that's true. That's good news. That's what I'm hoping for anyway.
All right.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call.
That call makes me think about something. If I'm a coach, I would tell my players, you're not going to have a Twitter account. You can get one the day after you leave here. Nothing good comes from a college athlete and a Twitter account ever.
It does in recruiting,
I think. Does for recruiting. But once they get there, nothing good ever comes out in a Twitter account ever.
That's true.
Nothing good.
I can see that. Let's go back to this list we were on right now. As I said, Gonzaga kind of made a name for themselves in 99. My favorite, I think, of all time, of the Cinderella stories, well, other than the NC State, everybody's going to love
State,
that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Loyola Marymount.
Yeah, the threes.
They kept draining the threes. Bo Kimble shoots left-handed from the free throw line in honor of Hank Gathers, who had passed away, his best friend. They made the run to the Elite Eight that year, and they captured the entire country that year. And I think it was mainly because Gathers had died during their conference mm-hmm. tournament. They got through that, and they I made it the all the way to the Elite playing, Eight, though. It was great.
I think the fans of the teams that were playing were even like, they win, that's fine.
You know, and they gave one of the greatest teams to ever be assembled all they wanted in the Elite Eight, being UNLV.
Mm-hmm.
And, as we all know, UNLV goes on to win, and it is what it is. But what a great run they had. LSU, not many people remember, was an 11 seed
in 86. Well.
Yeah, and they were the first 11 seed to ever make the Final Four under Dale Brown.
Love Dale Brown.
And right in that area, those mid-80s, that was kind of fun to watch. Yeah. I mean, 1985, you had Villanova upset Georgetown, along with St. John's in that same. They had three Big East teams there in that Final Four. 83, you survive in advance. And if, for those of you who have not seen that, It's a, I don't know if it's 30 for 30. It's an ESPN special. It's called Survive and Advance, and it is the story of NC State basketball that year, 1983, and it is excellent. It's well put together and great to watch, and shows the story of how the team came together with Jimmy V and all that. So, and NC State also with a big victory. I don't know if you'd call it a Cinderella story, but it was huge upset in 74 when they knocked UCLA off.
Yep.
And MTSU's own Monty Tau on that team. Yeah, I heard a good story. Monty Tau last year, MTSU went out to L.A. and played UCLA and Marymount, actually. And but the UCLA, they said that he was looking at the banners, 72, 73, 75. He said, oh, yeah, there's one missing. Yeah. And that was the one he was on. Probably the biggest Cinderella ever, maybe, against your boys, though. 66 when Texas Western. Yeah. And obviously they made a movie about that, The Glory Road.
Yeah, that started some integration.
Yes, it did. And
it was funny, you know, everybody talked about Rupp, and he'd been trying to get black players in Lexington since like 64, and it just wasn't flying.
So he couldn't do it.
Everybody thought
Adolph Rupp was racist. He wasn't. He was trying to get the players in there, but no one wanted to be the first black player at Kentucky.
Yep.
And so he lost people like Wes Unseld and some others that were huge. You know,
him and Wes Unseld remained friends.
And I think Unseld went to play at Louisville, if I'm not mistaken. So, but yeah, there was a lot of players that he tried to get that just were not feasible for him to get. So
you're going through your list of upsets, and you mentioned UNLV, which gets me thinking about the most fun teams to watch in the tournament. Like the 96 Kentucky team was fun to watch.
Oh,
to
me, definitely. They may be the best Kentucky team ever.
They may be one of the best teams ever, but UNLV for a 3-year run, man, they were fun to watch. Tarkanian over there eating his towel, and those players just up and down the court.
Well, that UNLV Loyola game was just so much up and down. You know, Loyola averaged 100 a game, it seemed.
And UNLV wasn't too far behind them.
And but you went through that UNLV stage where they had all those players, and then along comes Nolan Richardson in Arkansas with 40 minutes of hell.
Yep.
And they're up and down the court just like that with Todd Day and Lee Mayberry and all these guys,
team
and Oliver Miller. And
I miss the good Arkansas teams. I miss Nolan Richardson.
And I tell you what, this Florida Gulf Coast team, Dunk City, they call it. Is that what it's called, Dunk City? Yeah, I mean, they were
like
the
every
same
other place, an alley hoop of some sort. And last night, the Florida player threw it off his back. Everybody just died because of the game. They did that to somebody.
Yeah, that's true.
I had never seen that in a college game until the first Gulf Coast game. And then when the Florida player did, I just busted out laughing. And you know that guy from Gulf Coast goes back to the sideline and goes, man, that's not even funny.
Yeah, he probably did. You're exactly right. 893-1450, the number on the Opossums hotline. Give us a call with any questions or comments. We're going to take a break and be right back.
You buy something because you found it at a low price, and soon you realize it's no bargain because you really needed something better. It happens all the time, especially with car insurance. But the good news is you can get the right coverage at the right price. Just talk to me, State Farm Agent Bud Morris. I'll help you get the right coverage at a price that's right for you. Call me at 893-1417 today.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Bud Morris, providing insurance and financial services.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of City certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
Strong Body Nutrition is a health coaching facility locally owned and operated at 833 Memorial Boulevard. Here to help you nourish and enrich your body and achieve a greater level of health and wellness. At Strong Body Nutrition, you'll enjoy a free health coaching consultation, classes, and wellness coaching opportunities, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. If you have trouble with your weight, sleep, energy, or focus, Strong Body Nutrition can help. Visit Strong Body Nutrition and start the path to whole body wellness today. Located conveniently at 745 Old Fort Parkway, Quality Furniture has been your local family-owned furniture store serving the people of Murfreesboro for the past 42 years. Now in its third generation of ownership, the prices and styles have never been better. With a selection of name brands like Lazy Boy, Broyhill, Lane, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic, you're sure to find something your family desires. So come by and see us today at Quality Furniture. Isn't it time you put some quality in your home?
We talk about your favorite teams each weekday afternoon and then take you to the games. This is George Plaster. Join me 3 to 6 here on WGNS.
It's The Die is Cast with Bill Dye.
Welcome back to The Die is Cast. Kip Thompson along with me today. I'm Phil Dye, talking about a lot of basketball. We're going to get into a few other things as well, but right now let's go out to Kirk and Burtson and Tom Palmer. Tom, what's going on today?
Oh, I'm just back here in the kitchen cooking a little lunch right now. How are you?
Sounds like you're busy right now.
Yeah, pretty busy.
Well,
pretty
good. Busy. Yeah, we're doing good. And I assume you may be having some folks in town today that you wouldn't normally. We've got about, what, 80 teams out here playing?
Bunch of them.
Baseball,
yeah,
and softball in town today, so I'm sure we can send those your way.
Absolutely. Tom, come on over here and bring their team colors with them. Let's see who they are.
That's right. And while they're there, they can probably get that big rack of ribs for $15.
$15, sure enough. Listen to me, Phil.
Yeah, dude, be careful what you call me there, buddy.
I didn't mean to insult you in such a low manner.
Nah, that's all right.
Yeah, tell them, come on out. We got wings, got some hamburgers, desserts. I'm getting ready to whip up on a banana pudding here in just a minute.
So all right, Tom. Well, you get back to work. I know you're a busy man. We'll see if we can't send them your way, buddy.
All right, Phil. Y'all have a good one. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, Tom Palmer and Kirk and Burtz. Out on Case and Lane, you can go by there and eat, or you can take it out, or they will deliver in the Case and Lane area. Call them at 893-FOOD, Kirk and Burtz. Let's get into the women. We brought up Kentucky a while ago. They are down to the Final 16. Just go through those games right now, and I'm not sure if there are any other games going yet, or are they kept?
Not that I see, but I'll look again.
Kentucky has defeated Delaware. They'll play the winner of UConn and Maryland. In other brackets, you have number one Stanford will be playing Georgia, and Cal will be playing LSU. Number one Notre Dame against number 12 Kansas, who's pulled off a couple of upsets to get to that point.
Kansas had some upsets. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be on the women's side, though. Yeah. Number two Duke will play number six Nebraska. Number one, Baylor. And number five, Louisville. Louisville, who beat the MTSU Lady Raiders. We're going to get into that for a second. And number two, Tennessee. It's number six, Oklahoma. Every bracket, number two plays number six.
It's kind of odd. And this neat thing.
You don't want to be a three seed this year in the women's, evidently.
I can remember a few years ago, the schools that had the dominant men's team, the women weren't that good.
Yeah,
it's changed drastically.
Now there's a lot of programs that have both in there. Duke, for example, is a good program in both. UConn normally is. North Carolina, for the most part.
When Pearl was at Tennessee, they were. Yeah. Kentucky's getting there, and it's just
Baylor.
It's cool to see.
Baylor has been the last few years, but yeah, there's a lot of them. You know, you look at these teams that I just talked about. A lot of these teams, Louisville, for example, still in both right now. Oklahoma got both teams into the tournament. Notre Dame got both teams into the tournaments. Kansas, you go through some. Yeah, you got quite a few. California, there's quite a few that are leading.
It didn't used to be that way either.
But here's my problem with the women. And I love women's basketball. Don't get me wrong. So I don't want to hear the calls about how I hate women's basketball.
They play actual basketball. That's why
yes,
I like it.
I love it too. My daughter plays, and so I'm all about girls and women's hoops. But they have a home court advantage in the first two rounds.
You think?
And I don't mind that they have the home court advantage if they're the highest seed. But, for example, last weekend, MTSU has to go to Louisville and play. Now, granted, it is a wonderful arena, new arena, whatnot. But the second round, well, the second game of that day was Purdue and Liberty. Purdue, number four seed, wins. Louisville was the number five seed. Louisville then plays Purdue
on their home court.
On their home court as a higher seed, and I don't get that. You know, that is a huge disadvantage to Purdue. I mean, what reward do you have of being a four seed when you have to play on somebody else's court? And I went back and looked at it, LSU got to play in Baton Rouge. Penn State, who won the Big Ten, was ranked very highly in the country, has to go down there as a 3 seed and loses to LSU in Baton Rouge. That's not fair. Delaware did the same thing. And I mentioned that the 3 seeds were going down. It's because the 3 seeds were playing on other people's courts.
Well, Delaware, you know, they're playing in Connecticut, and Kentucky's the higher seed going to play in Delaware's backyard. Of course, UConn's got the...
Well, Delaware, actually, they're out of the Delaware now, but they beat North Carolina this past week.
Oh, that's right, over in the Triangle.
So, you know, and they were playing at Delaware. You had others. Kentucky got away with it, but they had to go to New York City and play St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
St. John's a 10 seed.
Well, St. John's only has an enrollment of about 60, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but how do they get the, you know, and why do they get them? Iowa, Notre Dame, number 1 seed, has to go play at Iowa. A number 1 versus a number 9 on the 9's home court. Not fair.
No.
But, you know, Georgia, still in the tournament with the women, had to go to Gonzaga, who was a 12 seed.
I think part of it might have to do with they're now playing it basically at the same time as the men's tournament, so that some of the arenas are used. But surely to goodness they could come up with a better way of doing that.
Some way. I don't know what it is. But anyway, I think, as Brett would aptly put it if he were here, it's stupid.
It's stupid.
Okay. Which brings us to our stupid awards. And there, we don't have anything just off the charts this week, stupid. But there's been some stupid things done. Penn State recruit Zaid Issaw arrested in a counterfeit cash scheme. He counterfeited money and then went and tried to buy McDonald's. You know, go to the jewelry store, dude. Do something. Don't go to McDonald's and get busted with counterfeit cash. And then... not only did he get busted by the clerk there, he ran. The police caught him, and then he put on Facebook, after he gets booked and released, he writes on Facebook to a buddy of his that he needs to watch out because the police are on to him, and it's just a weird story. So he admits, basically, that it was counterfeit and gets this other guy in trouble with him, so... anyway, pretty
again,
stupid.
Social media for college athletes, just not a good thing.
Last night's stupidity, Michigan State loses to Duke, and then the Michigan State fans in East Lansing decide on one street to all pull their couches into the middle of the street and burn them at the same time.
God, I hate that.
Nice. I don't know whether that's just some... they're close to Detroit, I know.
Well, you know, they've been in Lexington last year, too. I mean, I remember in 96 when the Cats won it, the first thing I thought to do was, hey, I'm going to go torch my couch.
Yeah, that'll everybody cool. thinks that right off the
bat. I mean, that's the first thing that comes in my... anytime my team wins, I'm going to go burn something.
Yeah, let's turn cars upside down. Yeah.
It makes no... I mean, it just makes no sense. No.
Elijah Johnson played in the Kansas game last night. Really cheap shot
to
Mitch McGarry early in that game. So I'm going to say was a stupid move. Yeah, they got the flagrant.
Oh, that's right. They got the flagrant one on it.
Yeah.
Has there been a flagrant two in the tournament yet? I've seen a couple.
I did not. Yeah, there have been, but I don't think they've called any. No ejections.
I want to cover the refs, too, before we bail out today.
So. Well, let's cover them right now. What do you got on the refs?
Well, if you watch Louisville play, watch the hand checks. They are the hand-checkingest bunch of people I've ever seen. The last game, they got a few calls, but not as many as they should have. If they call the game the way it should be called against Duke, Duke will beat them by 20. I don't think they will, though. I think they have become numb to that. How many walks have you seen that weren't called or that were called that weren't? A blocking and a charge. What's the difference? The referees don't know anymore.
No.
Only the entire arena can call it. But the three blind mice on the court can't. I'm thinking it should be like old school hockey. When the refs come out, they should play three blind mice and everybody should chant. I mean, it's just bad.
You know, they did that at a baseball game one time. And the Oregon guy that was playing the Oregon got fired.
Well, you know, I grew up going to St. Louis Blues game. And every game when the refs came out on the ice, they played in the arena every game. Then they went to 4 and you couldn't do it anymore.
Let's just stick with the officiating, but let's go to the pros for a minute. Another stupidity moment this week.
Take 6 steps for a walk.
LeBron James complained about officiating.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
He's never gotten a call.
Never.
No, never gotten a call.
Ever. He's like Michael Jordan. He never got a call.
Of all people in the history of basketball to call out LeBron James for this, Danny Ainge tells him to quit whining.
That's the greatest thing. I cracked up. Danny, man.
And now Pat Riley has sent Danny Ainge an STFU. I had to get the letters right. Tweet. So
that's funny.
In no uncertain terms, telling him to shut up.
That's like Bobby Knight telling people they shouldn't be abusive. I mean,
Danny Ainge, the biggest whiner that has ever played the game, other than maybe Christian Laettner.
I don't know. Hurley was pretty good at it too.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, him and Ainge were a lot alike in the facial expressions too. It was like total grief on their face. They got called for a foul.
Let's go on with this. Some more of the stupidity awards. Doug Gottlieb the other night comes on to CBS for the first time and
he gives the white man's perspective.
Yeah, he said they put him in the middle so he could give the white man's perspective. Gottlieb, everyone looked at him. Kenny Smith said he was swimming upstream.
I mean, Gottlieb is not good at what he does, but he wasn't being malicious or racist. He's just being trying to be funny.
Well, they came back. Charles Barkley said it was all in fun and there was nothing meant by it. But you got to know if you're on national television, you can't say dumb things.
He could have said that with the three of them sitting there. They probably thought it was funny, but he said it to a microphone in front of the whole country and half the world.
Now, if they wouldn't have been on the air and he says it, it's great. They all laugh, you know, and whatnot, and probably would have said a few other things that would not be said on the air. But you can't do that.
When you saw the looks on their faces when he said it, it was like, this is not going to go well for him.
Okay. So. Nike. I'm going to get on Nike right now.
You could see the uniforms at least.
Tiger Woods this past week won the Arnold Palmer.
He's back.
Played well, and he is back.
Lindsey Vonn.
So Nike comes out with a thing this week, an ad. Winning takes care of everything.
Good job, Nike.
Yeah. Ask Joe Paterno and their family. Ask Lance Armstrong. Pete Rose.
I see Oregon getting investigated soon because of that comment.
Yeah, winning takes care of everything. Good job, Nike. Way to go. Stupid.
I'll say this for Nike in the uniforms this year. You could really see Michigan and Oregon's uniforms on the court.
I tell you what, you could see Miami shoes, too.
Yes, you could.
Man, those things are bright. I thought Baylor last year was going to be the worst, but man, it's gotten to a point. Michigan, their first round, you actually couldn't read the names. It looked just like it was kind of indented into the uniform.
I did like last night, though, those bright yellow or whatever they are uniforms. I like that because you're sitting there watching. You can really see what's going on. You can see what the players are doing, but Oregon's uniforms are just kind of green. I mean,
something to that effect, yeah. Let's get into some other news then. As we mentioned before, there was a big coaching hire this morning. UCLA has hired Steve Alford, former Indiana player who was actually in that game in 1987 when they won their last national championship.
Were you surprised by that hire?
Yes.
I was shocked by that hire because I don't think he's done anything to earn it.
I want to know what the term... Look this up for me real quickly, if you can, just a dictionary. The word contract. I would like to know the actual definition of the word contract.
Agreement having a lawful... This is from Wiki. An agreement having a lawful object entered into voluntarily by two or more parties, each of whom intends to create one or more legal obligations, and consideration is involved.
Okay. Steve Alford, two weeks ago, signed a 10-year contract.
Contracts mean nothing in sports.
With the University of New Mexico. And why do they not? And it drives me nuts.
He may have had an out in it, though.
You know, though, coaches can get up and go anytime they want to, but players can't, and it drives me crazy that they can do that. And I understand that they're getting paid, and it's their job, and they can move their jobs if they want to. But they should not be promising players certain things to get them to come there and then up and leave just before them. And I know it's going to happen. It's going to continue to happen. But they've got to... I think there should be some type of clause. I don't think players should be able to just up and leave school and go somewhere else if they want to. But I think any time there's a coaching change that the players should be able to allow.
Or probation, like what happened with Penn
State. They should be able to leave and go somewhere else if that coach that recruited them leaves. And I think that would help a lot of things. But it would also open a whole new can of worms with the NCAA as well. But, you know, nobody, it's like you said, nobody in sports honors contracts anymore.
Players don't, pro players don't, coaches don't.
It's ridiculous.
It's basically an offering kind anymore is all it is.
Okay, and speaking of dumb contracts, since we're here, Tony Romo, Mr. Football in the playoffs, you know, he's got, what, one playoff win?
Mm-hmm. And 38 interceptions.
Something to that effect. And, you know, last year had a shot to go to the playoffs, but threw three more against the Redskins. I think they just got another one. He just signed a six-year, $55 million guaranteed, $108 million total for 5 years.
Jerry Jones is a great GM. What are you saying?
But Tony Romo is worth this, so I look at it, and actually Donovan McNabb agrees with me because he is tweeting very heavily right now. Are you kidding me, Tony Romo?
Well, you know, Vince Young's trying to come back. Maybe he should just go to Jerry and say, hey, I'll do it for $3 million. Come on. You got it, obviously.
Well, unless Dallas gets a defense down there, they're not going to win anything anyway. And I don't think Romo's the answer. He's a decent quarterback. He's a good quarterback. But is he the answer? No, I don't think
he's
so.
He's a good backup.
And I just think this puts more pressure on him to win because now everybody's going to say, look at all the money you threw at him, and he still can't do anything. So I don't know.
Let's talk about another quarterback situation. Let's talk about our local Titans letting Hasselbeck go and then signing Fitzpatrick for more money. I don't understand how you put all your faith in Jake Locker and then put Fitzpatrick as a backup. I just don't get it.
He's going to look over his shoulder, that's for sure, because Fitzpatrick's been a good quarterback, starting quarterback. If you can be a good quarterback in Buffalo, you can be a good quarterback anywhere.
I'd still rather have Hasselbeck, though, for the leadership.
Yeah, possibly, but I don't know. And like I said, we're not in that locker room or in their offices, so I'm not exactly sure what happened. Another quarterback situation, though, there's actually two more. Number one, the Raiders are talking to Vince Young.
Does that you know, when he went to Buffalo, my joke was, well, he should have gone to the Raiders. They're going to get him anyway.
Yeah.
I mean.
And it looks like he may go out there.
Are they taking him as a quarterback, or are they going to take him as an athlete?
That's probably going to put him as a backup to Carson Palmer. But they've got Terrell Pryor out there right now. If it was me, let Pryor go and see what he's got. You know, if you're the Raiders, what have you got to lose? I mean, you've had everybody from Kerry Collins and Rich Gannon to Aaron Brooks to, you know, Jason, Campbell, and there's been so many out there. I think Jason Campbell's the only one that ever had a winning record.
You can throw
in the last, you know, however many years.
You can pick your mouse up and throw it at me when I say this, but if I was a team that was a contender that actually had a shot at doing something and I needed a playmaker on my team, I would throw Vince a little bit of money and bring him on as an athlete
to run the Wildcat, to line up as
a wide receiver and go 6 yards down the field, catch the ball and break some tackles.
I would not throw anything at you for that because I actually agree with you. And Vince Young is 31-19 as a starting quarterback, so you can't just say he can't do anything.
Exactly.
So, but you will have
I don't
to
want
keep
him
an
on
eye
my
on that
team.
And see what happens.
I don't want him on my team, but I think if you're in contention and you need somebody that can make a play for you, go back and watch that national championship game.
Let's remember, that was 7 years ago.
Well, I know.
So, I mean, he has lost a step. But he has been playing, you know, staying in shape, playing flag football down at the University of Texas with the fraternity boys. So.
Yeah.
Matt Flynn. You remember Matt Flynn? Seattle signed him to a big contract out of Green Bay, and then he never saw the field after they drafted Russell Wilson. So now they want to trade Matt Flynn. Nice move, Seattle.
Yeah, well, you got Pete.
Two other big contracts I wanted to bring up in baseball. We'll talk a little baseball when we come back from our last break. But Buster Posey. 9 years, $167 million. These numbers are just staggering.
They're killing me with baseball.
Justin Verlander will become the richest baseball player ever. He has signed a 5-year, $140 million contract. That is $28 million per year. And he plays every fifth day.
No comment.
Amazing to me. 893-1450, the number on the Opossums Hotline. We're going to take our last break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
All aboard!
Family fun has arrived in Murfreesboro. Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles offers 50,000 square feet of indoor entertainment. Grab the family and come enjoy glow-in-the-dark bowling, laser tag, bumper cars, and arcade games of all sizes. OTA Depot is Murfreesboro's family entertainment destination, and we're open 7 days a week. Check us out at ltadepot.com for all the fun.
Located at 450 Butler Drive, just across the tracks from Pillsbury.
There is nothing like a ballpark hot dog with onions and pickles and an ice-cold Coke shared with friends. There's also nothing like a church where you feel welcome. The music is uplifting, the messages apply to everyday life, and most importantly, there's a safe place for your children. Give us a try. We are the Fellowship Church, located at the corner of Case and Lane and Highway 99. Check us out on the web at tnfellowship.com.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality, late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of City certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality, late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto, shop where the dealer shop.
You buy something because you found it at a low price, and soon you realize it's no bargain because you really needed something better. It happens all the time, especially with car insurance. But the good news is you can get the right coverage at the right price. Just talk to me, State Farm Agent Bud Morris. I'll help you get the right coverage at a price that's right for you. Call me at 893-1417 today.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Bud Morris, providing insurance and financial services.
It's The Die is Cast with Bill Dye.
Welcome back in, Die is Cast. I'm Phil Dye along with Kip Thompson today. We need to get to our Strong Body Nutrition Athlete of the Week. As last week, I gave it to Clay Riggs from Riverdale, who is in the hospital, was fighting for his life, and from what I've understood, he has gotten somewhat better and off the tube that was into his lung. So our prayers and thoughts go out to Clay and his family on this Easter weekend, and we hope that he makes a full recovery. This week, we're going to stay out at Riverdale, and I'm just going to give it to the entire girls basketball team. They brought the number one in the nation banner out there for them this week to hang in the gym. So, national champions.
It's a lot better than a Sweet 16 banner.
Yeah. If you can win a national championship in high school, do you realize how many high schools there are in this country? Amazing. So, congratulations to the River Girls basketball team. Strong Body Nutrition Athletes of the Week. Let's get into baseball just a little bit while we've got a few more minutes. We're going to run over just a little bit because of the earlier softball game. So, we'll be on for about 5 or 10 more minutes. So, if you're tuning in just now, you will be able to hear the Braves game going in progress as soon as we leave the air today. I am correct on that, Zach. Braves game in progress. This would be a final spring training game.
it would actually be, and this is probably going to get confusing on the call for them. It's actually the Atlanta Braves against the Mississippi Braves. Braves against the Braves.
Oh, so they are doing that. Okay. I know that a lot of teams are doing that.
There's a lot of teams doing that today.
A lot of teams have done that. Matter of fact, the New York Yankees years ago, they would go to spring training in Florida back when Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and those guys were there, and around the late 20s, early 30s, they would always come back through Chattanooga and play. And at that point, one time, there was a woman that was pitching for Chattanooga that struck Babe Ruth out. A little trivia for you. I don't remember her name, but I do know that's a fact. Chattanooga Lookouts versus New York Yankees somewhere around 1930.
Now, why they're doing that, I'm not sure, because some teams are playing other major league teams. It's not all like that. There's a lot of other games going on between major league teams today. I'm not sure why.
It depends on probably if you're coming home or if you're in the Cactus League or whatever. And I think, actually, the Rangers, don't they actually play today? I don't remember. It's not the start of the season, though. For me, baseball starts Monday. It's opening day. It's called opening day for a reason. This is kind of like week zero in football. It's just irrelevant.
So the Braves are playing an American Legion team? Is that what they're doing?
Something to that effect. They're playing their minor league squad. It'd be kind of like the Brewers coming and playing Nashville, I guess. Something to that effect. Anyway, let's go. Who's your team in baseball, Kip? I do not even know this.
The Cardinals.
Yes, I did know that. Are you expecting the Cardinals to win this year? Or
baseball hasn't started yet. It's not Monday. I haven't even looked at baseball.
Baseball has started, my friend. Well, it started several weeks ago when the pitchers and catchers reported February.
Hold on. I'm a huge hockey fan. Hockey starts in January, even though it started in, like, August or whatever. I'm the same with baseball.
Hope you're not a Preds fan.
They suck. It is what it is. But I can't even fathom baseball till the end of May, 1st of June. We had season Cardinals tickets growing up, and I went to some of those lovely snowy games and cold games, and they call it the boys of summer, not the boys of early spring. So I'm all about waiting till about June. So.
Well, there are some other sports, too, that, for example, NBA basketball.
Doesn't it run like July to June? Seriously.
Something to that effect. It's ridiculous. And why hockey goes on until the middle of June is beyond me. Supposedly Bettman, a winter sport.
Bettman keeps making changes and adding everybody to the playoffs. That's why.
Well, I'll tell you one team that's not going to be added to the playoffs this year, and they're right down the road.
They might make it, but they are not getting out of the first round, my friend.
I don't even think they make it, but it's not for me to say. I don't want to rile up any Preds fans. We are not a hockey show. I like hockey somewhat. I just don't like it as much as football and basketball and baseball. And
I spent a lot of time in St. Louis growing up, went to a lot of Blues games, and I've got
tiddlywinks.
I've got some playoff tickets from 1988 for the conference finals. I think it was 88, maybe 89. Anyway, we're 6 rows off the glass. Guess how much those tickets were? 6 rows off the glass for a conference finals game.
$6.
Not a lot. $18.
$18. I was
not far off.
No. I found a thing the other day in my nightstand from a Billy Joel concert I went to in 1984.
Oh, I know how much that was. That was
$12. $12. You are exactly right. That's a good call.
No, I've got all my old tickets stuff.
That concert.
No, I wasn't at that one, but I'm looking back through I've seen Rush like 25 times. I've got a ticket stub for them for $10, dude.
Yeah.
I got some that started with Mr. Big for $12. You know, it's like, and now we're going in May, and they weren't $12.
No, not at all. Everything's well over $100 if you go see a concert now, which is mind-boggling. I think the last concert I actually went to was Jimmy Buffett at the Starwood Amphitheater.
Well, here's what's mind-boggling to me. When I was younger, you had Ticketron, Select a Seat, Ticketmaster. You paid $1, and you got your tickets. Kentucky football game Western downtown at LP back in August of this year coming up. Tickets went on sale on Ticketmaster. Well, they're going on sale on Friday, so I get on, I'm messing around. 3 tickets, $139. After Ticketmaster fees, almost $180. So I called the UK ticket office. Well, we're just charging $10 flat fee for however many tickets you get. Thank you. Let's do that.
Yeah, exactly. It's turned into a racket everywhere. It's wrong, but
it is what it is.
Let's get back to baseball while we have just a couple minutes left, though. And since you don't want to talk about baseball. I'm just going to give everyone my picks for the year.
Good Lord, let me move over there and look.
Are you going to come over to my side? Or I can show you. I can, because I don't need the list, Skip. I know my baseball. American League East, I think the Rays are going to do it. I think David Price and Fernando Rodney and company get it done this year. The Yankees fall, though. The Blue Jays have made some trades up and have gotten some good veteran players on their team. I think they've got a shot at getting second place. The Yankees will finish, but just finish. I don't think they're going to the playoffs. The Yankees, O's, and Red Sox round out the American League East. Now, you're sitting there shaking your head like you know something I don't, but as you've already told us, you haven't even thought about it. So how could I be wrong?
I can base it off last year and moves made. I don't disagree with a lot of it. I disagree with your NL East.
Well, have we gotten there yet, Kip? Nope. We were talking about the AL East.
Okay, where are you now so I can disagree
with
you
there? Let's go to the AL Central. Are you going to disagree with me?
Only on your second place team.
The Kansas City Royals. Why? Because you don't like them.
No, I don't have anything against the Royals. I went to all the I-70 series games. I just I don't think there's a second place team in the Central. I think it's the Tigers and everybody else.
I do too, but I think the Tigers run away with that division. But we'll put the Royals in second just for giggles.
Let's argue on the West now.
Let's go to the West, and I think that the Angels have the biggest payroll and should have the best team.
They won't have.
Maybe not. Rangers they didn't last year. I don't think the Rangers will because they've lost Napoli and Hamilton as well and some other key players. That's true. And the upstart A's could still do it. I still think it's going to be the Angels, Rangers,
you know,
and A's in that order.
So
but and then the Mariners. And let's not forget the Houston Astros are an American League team.
I'm shaking my head on that one. I just can't grasp. It just hurts.
It's American League West team, Houston Astros, and they will finish last to the chagrin of the Chicago Cubs, who now have no one to finish ahead of in the NL Central. Let's go to the NL East, and Washington Nationals will top that list, and I think they are the best team in baseball with the best pitching staff in baseball right now.
I'm not disagreeing with the pitching staff, but I just don't see. I think the Phillies are going to pull this.
I think the Phillies are old and has-beens that were. I'll give them credit for what they were, but I think they're done. So we're going to go the Nats, Braves, Phillies, and then my Mets are going to finish fourth as usual. Just above the Marlins, who are just, I don't know if the Marlins
I think the Cubs can beat them out this year for the last place in the NL.
Yeah, in the entire NL, they possibly could, but they're not going to beat them out for the Central since they're not in the same division. Let's go to the Central with the Reds, Cardinals. One flip-flop way or the other. I kind of like the Reds on top.
My second team anyway, so I can't complain. That's going to be an interesting race. Watch the Pirates jump up there and spank them both. Surprise me.
I think the Pirates will finish 500 this year, and I kind of like watching them anyway.
Obviously,
Michael McHenry from MTSU playing with Pirates this year will be the backup catcher. And just kind of enjoy watching them. The Brew Crew probably will finish fourth, maybe third, who knows, depending on how, and then your woeful Cubbies.
But I wouldn't be surprised to see either the Pirates or the Brewers jump up there.
I would not surprise me in the least. It could happen.
And the Cardinals are not dominant by any stretch, and I think the Reds are a better team.
Yeah, I do too. So we're going to just go with that way. And in the West, I believe I would take the Giants as the reigning world champions.
That's about
Dodgers. Dodgers, I think, have got a shot to make a run at it. The Diamondbacks are going to be much improved. The Padres, probably middle of the pack, and the Rockies will just be the Rockies. With no pitching staff in the air of Colorado, that's not a good thing. The AL wild card, if you didn't like my second pick, you're really not going to like my wild cards. I took the Blue Jays and Royals to be wild cards.
Other than the Royals, I can't.
It's just a hunch pick.
I can't disagree on that. And over here,
A lot of people laughed when everybody took, including myself, the Orioles last year.
I think over here you can switch this for either the Reds, Cardinals, Pirates, or Brewers. I think it's one of the four.
Wild card, I've got the Braves and Cardinals in that. World Series, Tigers, Nationals.
I'm halfway there with you on that one.
I'm going to go with the Nationals to win the whole thing this year. Well, Kip, I'm glad you could be here with me today.
I had
a good time. This is our last show of the season. March is done, and we will be taking the summer months off on Saturdays, and hopefully if WGNS will have us, we will be back in August to crank up around the football season. So it's been a fun little run here. We appreciate everybody joining us each week and all the feedback we get, and obviously, we appreciate the sponsors that we get, and I do want to go through them one more time, but I'd like to thank you for being here, Kip. Zach, thank you for all you do while we're here, and today's show, as always, has been brought to you by Quality Furniture, LTA Depot, State Farm Agent Bud Morris, Fellowship Church, City Auto, Kirk & Burt's, Opossums, and Strong Body Nutrition. We appreciate everybody's support while we've been here this length of time, and we're going to come back and see you again in August, and we'll be talking football when we get here, and hopefully have some in-house guests with us, which we've been working on, and hopefully have some good shows to bring you this fall. So thanks everybody for joining us, and I guess we will now go to the Braves game in progress. Everybody had a great Easter weekend.